The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Are you listening to this episode on Himalaya? If you are, congratulations, because you're already using the best new podcast app out there. If you're not, well, you're a loser and missing out. So get it together. Whether you're a podcaster or a fan, Himalaya is designed with you in mind and has a ton of cool new features like curated shareable playlists and collections made just for you, along with personalized recommendations to help with content discovery. And the best part is, it's super easy to use. It's definitely my favorite listening app, and I'm sure it will be yours too. So do yourself a favor and download Himalaya today, and be sure to follow my show, Worst Firsts, once you're there. Bye. Guys, we are live. We are back at Worst First Podcast with my dear friend who you know from the Vine days, Mr. Jerry Purpdrink. Woo! And it was so funny because I was like, what should I call you? I was like, should I call you Jerry? He's like, no, you can call me Perp Jerry. And I thought he was saying, like, you can call me Perp Jerry. And I was like, that's backwards, though. But he's like, he meant Perp or Jerry. How did you come up with Perp Drank again? I totally forget. I know you've told me before.
Back in the day, youngin'. I used to drink those little barrel juices.
Yes.
You know, the little teenies. Yeah. And I would only get the purple one. So they would call me Perp Drank.
That's so crazy. Mm-hmm. Are you still rapping?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing it all now.
I'm trying to do
everything.
And look
at your hair. It's all grown out.
It's all long.
You were bald when I knew you.
I had the little mohawk, the baby mohawk.
I act like you were a bald man. So when did you get these hair implants?
I want to say 6 years. No, I'm sure. It's been like 3 years.
Your hair grew fast.
Yeah.
Wow,
long, right?
My hair grows like 1 inch every 6 years. It's like the worst. Like, I don't even know why I got it. I just have like one little new hair every fucking 6 years.
I know.
It fucking sucks. You look great.
Thank you.
How old are you now?
25.
Oh my God, you're still so young.
Nah, I'm grown.
Wait, so when you started Vine, you were 21.
Mm-mm, younger.
20.
19.
You were 19. It's been that
it,
long.
Like, started 19, yeah.
Now I'm 75 and you're 25. Well, gosh, times have passed. You don't even know how quickly times go, and damn, you never keep track of time. You look good, though, youngin'. Remember when
75?
We used to make the videos on the old camcorder?
6 seconds.
Dude, can you imagine? Are you on TikTok?
I be dabbling.
I dabble on TikTok,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I just got on there.
Like, why not?
I know. I had like 400,000 followers on there.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even using
it. You didn't even know, huh?
I didn't even know. And then I found out and it was verified.
Yeah.
And I was like, can I have my account? Like, I didn't even know.
Did
like,
you
I
get
didn't
it?
Even, yeah, they gave
Hell
it to me.
Yeah.
So I just started making videos on there. Follow me on TikTok, guys. Yeah. And follow Jerry
hey,
on
look,
TikTok.
On TikTok, Jerry Perp Drank. You already know how it's spelled.
Jerry Perp Drank on TikTok, guys.
We're
bringing
there.
It back. The Vine revival is coming to
it's
TikTok.
It's coming back.
But isn't it kind of annoying that people like just reference us from Vine?
Oh yeah, Vine star forever.
Like forever. Like when I die, they're gonna be like Vine. No matter what I do, I could win an Academy Award, an Oscar.
I just think because it was just so big.
It was so big.
It was so big that everyone was just like Vine. Like yeah. Everyone saw Vines. You
everyone.
Know what I'm saying? So
is TikTok that big and we don't know it?
I wouldn't say so. I think there's as many users, but I don't think
Does it have stars?
It don't hit the same.
Vine hit different.
Like,
yeah.
It resonated longer. It made trends like real life. These trends are cool, but like Vine was different.
Yeah. And I feel like, are there TikTok stars? Like, do the people that were like, because I remember when we were on Vine, they were like writing about us and like the New York Times being like, these people are the people of the future. Like, they were like, but is that happening with TikTok and we just don't know about it?
I feel like Vine, you had to really had to be like a creative to know how to make that little 6 second thing work.
Yes.
But TikTok, anybody can do it.
Like, I know I'm on there. So
everyone has a platform to do what they want, and you don't have to be professional with anything.
And the music, it's like you put music with anything,
it's
and
so
people
easy.
Like it. It's so much easier.
Once you make it that easy, anyone can do
it. And then
it.
You can like redo people's videos, and that's like a big thing on there to like take a trend and redo it.
And just go. It's like Vine.
It is.
Remember the Vine trend?
Oh
the,
my God, there's so many.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, isn't it? How it's just gone.
Yeah.
It's like it came and then
It was here for a little bit.
It was, but then
no one thought it would disappear the way it did.
Ever go away. You thought it was going to be there forever, and now it's gone.
Up until you saw them numbers, like, huh?
You're like, whoa, these numbers are sinking. This ship's going down.
Everyone was
it's like the Titanic. No one thought that shit would sink.
I know, for real. And then everyone was like, hold up.
Everyone was like, damn, the floor's kind of wet.
Shit went to sleep.
Jerry, I'm so happy to see you.
It makes me feel
so good. Like, I'm so glad you came today.
I know.
Oh, my God. And you live in Valley Village. Do you want to give your address out to everybody?
Yeah, it is 1234.
I'm dead. Okay, so you're rapping.
Mm-hmm.
What else are you doing? Are you acting?
I'm still doing the video thing.
Videos, yep. Mm-hmm. Guys, follow Jerry on Instagram.
Come on.
He's so funny. Is it still Perp Drank on Instagram?
Yeah,
Perp Drank. Okay, for my white
Facebook.
Folks that don't know how to spell that, that's PURPDRANK.
NK, yep.
Get it.
Not Purple Dank or Purple. That's what everyone
And not Purple
says.
Drink.
Not Purple
white people.
Drink.
I'm going to follow that Purple Drink man. He's great. Does he make Kool-Aid? I feel like I know him.
Perp
like
Drank.
The worst. The worst.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so what is going on in your life right now? Tell me everything.
Life. I feel like I'm just doing what I
do. You're just doing what
you know?
Do. You're making your funny videos.
Like,
you're rapping.
Yeah, I'm doing what I love.
Okay, and I know you have a lot of crazy stories because
I do.
I want to hear some because you grew up in the Vine world with me, and those people were thirsty to hang out with people that had followers on Vine.
It was crazy.
They would
scary.
Like suck your dick for a Revine. Like,
for
yo,
a
I
Revine.
For real suck your dick if you Revine my Vine to your followers. Like, I've had guys even hit me up being like, you want to go on a date? And then they just wanted Revines.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
No, it's kind of gnarly. People were all about
like,
the
hit
Revine.
Hit that Revine
like,
button real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, like, what? Like,
we close enough, right?
Yeah, people trying to fucking pay you and shit. Like, it was crazy. So I know you have stories.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what story is coming first?
I'll give you the horrific story first.
Horrific?
Horrific.
Oh my God, brace yourselves, guys. This is horrific.
This one, Loki took me out the game, like.
Oh no, you're like, I got AIDS.
Nah, shit. Chill. Never that.
Your dad's listening? Do your impression of your dad. It's the funniest thing ever.
Julie, what do you mean you got AIDS? What is she talking about? Yo, and I'll be in the car just like, yo, it was a joke. Like, you feel me? It's a joke. There's no AIDS. I promise. Like, dead ass that.
Your dad, I'm dead. The way you used to do impressions of your dad, he's my favorite.
Oh, he's real. Because
he's like so straight laced and like such a good guy.
Such a good dude.
Shout out to your daddy, Perp Drank.
Pops.
Papa Perp Drank. Okay, okay, sorry. Okay, so horrific story.
Oh yeah, so.
Oh my God, here we go.
So, I met this girl. I think it was online, something like that. You know, it was like through the DMs or something crazy like that. I don't remember that detail, but. We go out on a date. And I'm young. I'm like smooth 20. I got my little fake ID.
Damn, not even 21.
Not even 21. Not even 21. I got my little fake ID.
She's 35.
No, I think she was like 23 at the time. Okay. Something like that. You know, I was young. Yeah. Young perp at the
You're
time.
You're also, where do you want to go? Chuck E. Cheese or?
Nah, we went. Bowling.
Oh, shit.
But it was the drinking bowling, like the serious bowling, like. The nice bowling. So, you know, I'm in there swagging.
Yeah.
Drinking my drink. She's drinking her drink. We bowling. Night was cool. Like, nothing was out of the ordinary. Right. Like, it was fun. Like,
she bowled cool. She didn't look
like we all bowled cool. Like, there was no weird vibes. It was talking. But then, Shorty sat on my lap, right? I'm like, this ain't, like, it's cool, right?
Yeah.
We click in.
She's
like
on your lap.
Ain't nothing wrong.
Right.
She goes in for the kiss. I'm like, cool. Yeah. Nothing's wrong. We good.
Right.
Like 15 seconds into the kiss, I feel the bite. Like I get the bite on
she
the
bit
lip.
Your
right?
lip?
Like, and like, it's cool. Like,
it's good.
It's like, okay, I ain't really, I'm young. I never really experienced the like
too hard. Oh, I guess I like it. Right? Yeah.
Stop, drink my drink, drinks her drink. She gets a little more faded. Comes in again.
Oh, no.
Bites the shit out of my
No, she Wolverine's your face. She's all, ah!
Like, I don't think you get. So, like.
Stop. She bit you really hard.
Like, look. Like, she's on my lap and we're kissing and she's biting my lip. And I'm kind of like...
You're like, it's bleeding.
Like, she's pulling it. And I'm like, whoa. Like, I'm coming up with it. Like, whoa. Like, chill. Like, you biting the shit out my shit. I know.
She's like it's blood. Like, you're like, this is...
Like, I'm feeling my lip like, yo, there's a hole in my lip. Like, something's wrong. So, at this point, I'm like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. So, I'm like, I got
to
go.
I got to go to the bathroom, a.k.a. the emergency room.
Go to the bathroom. I'm looking at my lip in the mirror. I'm like... Oh, you're good. Like, she hasn't broke the skin yet. Like, you're good. Like, just tell her. Like,
oh, you're like, yo, chill. Like,
I'm like, tell her. Like, yo,
I'm not beef jerky. Like, bitch. Are you hungry?
Like, I know these lips is nice and juicy, but like, I gotta keep them on my face. You can't take them off me. You feel me?
Damn.
So, I'm in the bathroom. Whatever. Wash my mouth out. I'm like, yo, like, chill. You're good. Maybe. Just tell her. I'll go up in there. I'm like, yo, like, we're having a good time. I'm like, we being a little crazy in here though, right? Like we being a little crazy. I didn't want to. So back then, I was a little more of like a shy.
Like, so like, it's not just me, right? Like, shit's a little fucking.
I didn't want to be the dude to be like, yo, relax. Like,
you're getting a little Jack Russell Terrier up in that mouth.
I wasn't that dude. I was just
you
more
confrontational.
Of a. I wasn't.
You were being
I wasn't,
trying to be mellow about
it. Yeah, I was trying to like. Let her know, but kind of
be cool about it. Yeah, because
she was cool.
Yeah.
So bowling a little bit, we bowl more. I make sure to stay up when I'm bowling. Like,
yeah.
I'm watching other people bowl to make sure I don't sit down.
So she sits on your lap again and bites your fucking lips off.
So I avoid the confrontation like the whole time. Like,
oh my God.
So then she's like, "Hey, like." What are you about to do? I'm like, oh, I'm going to go back to my place. She's like, okay, I'll come. So I'm like, I'm in this situation. Like,
you're all you bringing those chompers with you?
I'm in this situation, young 20-year-old, like, do I bring her home? Or do I suffer? Or do I, like, just say fuck it? Like,
painful.
But yeah, like I'm dead ass like double
like,
guessing myself.
My lips?
I'm double. Yeah, I'm.
For the
do
pussy?
I sacrifice my lips for this?
I'm dead. Your girlfriend's here. Hello. Yeah. Sorry. She's really pretty too.
This is
and your
back,
dog.
Back in. The, I'm grown
she's
now. About to
I'm
be
dead.
26.
I'm dead. So wait, so what'd you do? You said, you can come.
I said, I bet.
I got big lips. I mean, if she bites a little off, I'll still have some.
I was like, if it gets there, like I'm in my house, like.
Yeah, you can get a baseball bat and just.
And this is at 1600.
Stop. When we all when lived everyone in the lived apartment. At 1600 Vine, yeah. I can't.
Take her back, whatever. Oh, go to the room. We go to pour up some more drinks. Pour the drinks up. Once I hit that couch, like turn on the TV. Kissing starts again.
Oh no.
That 15 seconds, I get that cool 15 seconds. And then I feel the.
Oh no.
And it just brought back all the memories from like an 2 hours ago. Yeah, when it was just so got gnarly. Bit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn. So it's at this point, I'm like, I'm more drunk now though. So I'm like, you know what? Like,
it's cool.
I could do this, right?
She was biting you hard.
Like,
bitch.
You know when, like, you bite your own tongue?
Do I need to give this bitch a snack?
You know when you bite your own tongue?
And you're like, ow.
Yeah. But it was, like, constant. Like,
no. She's like.
Oh, I couldn't. It wasn't, like, a gnawing, but it was, like, a grit.
Oh,
like, of teeth.
Pulling it.
Yeah, so I'm like, nah. So I'm like, maybe I can defeat this by using tongue.
Uh-huh.
So I started using my tongue more, right? Starts biting my tongue.
No! She's like, she's fucking,
So at this point, I'm like, whoa.
What
like,
the, ouch. Yeah, that really
like,
hurts.
Like, this is starting to hurt. I can't
mad,
do this.
Sensitive things
so
in your
then,
tongue.
Like, I get up. I'm like, yo. Like, you're biting me pretty hard.
Did you really?
Yeah, I'm like, you're biting me
you
pretty hard.
Stood up
like,
and said.
Because you know that feeling, like, it tasted a little salty, so I'm like, oh damn, I'm bleeding.
No!
Like there was there had to be blood. Like one I couldn't even pinpoint in my mouth where it was at. You know when like you're just feeling like I went to the bathroom
like
and
when
I
you
spit
brush
in the
your
sink
teeth.
And I'm like, oh nah, I'm bleeding, like this gotta end. So I tell her, like, yo, you're biting me way too hard, like
no.
Like relax, whatever.
She's all
and she's like,
you realize she's
oh.
a vampire.
She's like, oh, I didn't even realize it, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
I didn't even realize it. She gets back into her coffin.
So
she turns into a bat and flies out the door.
She's legit, like, just starts growing those little two teeth right here. And I'm like,
she's levitating.
I keep a little Bible in the nightstand. I would have been.
I know. You're scared of that shit.
For real.
You don't like that voodoo
shit. I don't
fuck
with the demonic shit.
Yeah.
So basically, told her, like, yo, you're biting me a little hard. She goes, oh, like, sorry, like I didn't even realize, and I was just like, you didn't realize.
She's all, I didn't realize eating your blood off her lip.
So then it kind of like for
it got weird.
No, like no, it oh. didn't get weird, but it kind of like how do you what's the word?
Fizzled
settles
out.
Yeah. So I sit back on the couch, start kissing again, and she bites me again. So I'm just like, so then at this point, I'm like, nah, yeah, right.
Bitch, I said,
I'm black, she was white. I ain't never going away like that. But basically,
she starts coming because you're joking.
This is why I basically kicked her out. I thought like, okay, she's biting my lips like this. Imagine
oh my
I
God,
pull
there's
my.
No way.
There's no way I'm sticking my.
No.
My thang no. in her mouth. Are you nuts? Are you nuts? Like you mad? So that's when I was like, nah, it's not gonna work.
No.
So I just told her like, nah, it's not. I'm sorry. Like,
you're
yeah.
like I'm like, sorry. We've tested the product
like, yeah,
and we're gonna have to send it
we're
back.
We're good. Like you gotta go. I was like,
did
nah.
you tell her to leave?
I told her yeah, you have
stop.
To leave.
Stop. And you never hung out with her again.
Never saw her.
Damn.
Again. That was the worst thing.
Fucking biter.
Yeah, like
girls, yo, chill. Like, damn.
And like. I swear to God, this shit happened. Like,
yeah, that's gnarly. Hurt, no, like, I've heard like girls trying. Some girls like who are like inexperienced are trying to be like sexy and trying to be like over the top and make them guys think that they're all fucking gnarly and shit. But they're just too much. Like they don't know where to chill. Like it's kind of crazy.
But it was. But me too. I should have said from the rip. Like
you stop fucking biting
stop
me,
fucking
bitch.
Like. That's what I would say now, and it probably would have ended completely different.
Right,
like,
right.
Instead of me squeezing my fucking fist,
you're like,
kissing,
ah!
holding
you're all
the pain.
There's a tear. She's like, oh, why are you crying?
It hurts.
Damn,
good.
Damn, that's gnarly.
Man, it was rough.
Damn. Okay, how long have you been in your relationship?
A minute.
Like 1 minute or?
A minute. Honestly, I'm trying to think.
Like a couple years?
It took some breaks and then, yeah. So but it's been a minute.
Together for a while. Wow, do you guys live together?
Yeah.
I love that. That's shorty. Awesome. Everyone's settling down.
Everybody.
Except for Batch. He's with a different girl every night on Instagram. I'm like, oh, he's with an Asian girl tonight. Oh, he's with a Puerto Rican girl tonight. Oh, he's with a... And he literally swears to God that they're all his friends. I'm like, this motherfucker got a lot of girlfriends. A lot. Gotta get
it's
that. He's gotta get that medicine album. Gotta get those likes.
Hey, medicine album out now.
Medicine album. King Bash, shout out. Oh my God. Okay, guys, we're gonna take a quick break and then we will be right back with Jerry Perp Drank on Worst Burst.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, we're back. Do you have a podcast?
Nah.
Are you thinking about getting one?
I always thought about it.
Everyone has one these days.
They do, but I just never like took the step.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah. It's like funny because I have always been kind of against them because I was like, everyone has a fucking podcast. Even my dog has her own podcast. Like, she's got to go record when I'm done, you know?
Done.
And but then I got one and now I love it.
Damn.
I have no other life purpose than this. It's nice.
It's fun though.
It's
huh?
nice. It's so fun. And like to see your friends. Like, it gives you an excuse to see your friends. Like, I love it. Like, we haven't seen each other
it's
forever,
been a minute,
right?
Man.
So I love it because then I can invite you on and we can catch up and
exactly.
It's fun.
I love it. Exactly.
You haven't aged a day.
What do you mean?
You look the same. You look really young still.
Grown.
You know, you look so young.
Look.
I know you got
the beard,
but still.
I shaved it, but is coming back.
You look like a high school guy with a beard.
High school?
You could play high school. Nah, for real. Mm-hmm. You could. Are you still acting or no? You said no. You should be.
I dabble.
Did you see Mid-90s? Did you see that Jonah Hill movie, Mid-90s? Mm-mm. You should watch it.
I missed that.
I feel like you would like it.
I'd like that movie.
It's about skaters, but it's cool.
Is that the one with the little kid?
Yeah.
The little white boy?
Little white boy skater.
I saw the trailer for it.
It's actually so cool.
Is it?
You would love it.
I'm going to watch it now.
You need to be in movies. I feel like you have like a very calm demeanor, and you're a good actor.
I'd be trying.
I remember that from Vines. Like, I remember I'd be like, you know what? If I need a solid guy in my movies, I'm going to, or my Vines, my movies, in my mini movies.
Mini, six-second
Coppola directed films. I'm going to call up Jerry Perpdrank because, but if you were in a movie, what would they have your name as? Would it be Jerry Perpdrank or what would you go by?
Jerry Perpdrank. That's all I know.
You would always?
Forever.
What's your original name?
Jerry Perpdrank.
No. What was your birth name?
Perpdrank.
Stop. What is it?
P-U-R-P-D-R-A-N-K.
What is your real name?
Don't make me call Mama Perpdrank.
You don't ask. Am I not supposed to ask rappers their real names? Is that a bad thing?
Is it? I'm just telling you the truth, though.
It is?
Yeah.
Your real last name?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not.
What you mean? Check my debit card.
Are you serious?
Perpdrank? Real one.
What is the nationality of that?
It's a mix of French and real nigga.
I gotta go.
I'm dead.
I gotta go. I can't. Okay, that was an amazing story.
Hey, it hurt, but
that's gnarly.
It happened just for this.
That's a horrible date.
Everything.
Yeah. See, but that happened to you, so you could come on my podcast
just for that.
Seven years later, and tell that story.
Just to tell
she's
that.
All listening. She's still stalking you.
She's watching
like,
it
that
like,
motherfucker. Oh, now I know why, like, he never called me again. She never knew why you ghosted her. She's still trying to figure it out. She's like, I was so cool and sexual and gnarly. I don't get it.
R.I.P. to all the dudes that let their lips get chopped off by her after that. She had to have chilled after that.
Do you think she got it? Because you said you're biting me.
But she
me.
Did bite me again. So.
What the fuck? Maybe she's a vampire. Low for real. Key.
She got my blood.
Yeah.
Damn. I should have thought that through.
What would you do if you were on a date and the girl was so hot and you guys were getting along really, really well? Mm. This is if you weren't in a relationship.
Facts.
No respect to your girl. Disrespect to your girlfriend.
Of course.
If you were on a date and the girl was so hot and you were having such a good time and then you go back to your place and she lifts her shirt up and she has a giant pentagram tattooed on her stomach.
Oh, like the, oh, nah, I'm out. I'm good. Ain't no games with that. Upside down crosses, I'm out. Demons, devils, I'm out. Any
what
blasphemy.
She's super hot though.
I can't. Because look, I'm going to look up and just be like, nah.
And super cool and you guys get along so perfectly.
If like,
but she just wants to sacrifice a goat real quick.
Nah, because my mom would feel the presence from Boston and teleport to me using the power of the Holy Ghost and then beat my ass on spot.
Oh my God, you guys. Nah. I love Jerry so much that, like, there was a Vine that we were trying to do one time, remember?
Which one?
Where I made you dress up as a priest and you were so hesitant about doing it. What was the Vine? I totally forget. You and Max were priests.
Oh, we showed up to your door.
Yes, and it was like, what was the Vine? It was like a joke, but like it was like you were so. It took so much convincing to get you into the priest uniform because you were like, I don't mess with this voodoo, and I was like,
play.
No, please. It was something really funny. Like I forget what it was. The Vine. If you guys can find it, it's Jerry and Max, and they're in a priest uniform, and they show up to the door. And wasn't it something like,
I think you were old.
I don't remember. But then you guys ran away scared. I did something that scared you.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was.
That's so funny.
But I remember anytime I brought up any kind of like voodoo or demons or like Ouija boards or whatever, you were like, you would look and he would be gone.
I'd be like, what time is it? Shit, I got another shoot at.
Possessed white chick o'clock. I'm out.
I'm out of here. You gonna let these demons in this house?
Go okay, do that yourself. I love that. I love that about you. Have you ever had any like ghost experiences?
Ghost? Mm-mm. My mama protected me with the Holy Ghost from the rip.
So yay!
I don't got no issues with those.
Are you religious?
Yeah.
Do you go to church?
I used to.
What kind of church did you
go
to?
I've accumulated enough hours. Like,
you've retired from
church. I'm not retired. Like, till I find that one church that I'm like, damn, I enjoy this church.
What about Kanye's church?
That's not church, though. Like I feel it. That's not church, though. That's not church.
He says it's church.
Nah, he ain't preaching. He ain't doing nothing.
He's just up there talking about,
it's,
like...
It's more of a gospel. I respect it. It's more of a gospel, though.
Would you ever go?
Yeah, I'd go, but
I
wouldn't,
like... Did
you
know he's selling the sweatshirts for, like, $150 each in the sweatpants?
Oh, of course.
And it says, like, Jesus on them. I'm like, who does this money go to, though?
The church? Nah.
The church?
Not even the church. You can't even trust the church.
Isn't that kind of crazy?
It's nuts.
The church has made a lot of money off of people.
They took everybody's money.
Everybody's money. Mm-hmm. And you know what's kind of... I grew up Catholic, and I've seen that. Like, they pressure you.
Of course.
Like, they would go around, and you're supposed to, like, as a Catholic, you're supposed to give 10% mm-hmm. of your income mm-hmm. every year to the church.
Yeah.
10%.
Yeah.
No matter how much money you make.
Legit.
And they would for real come around, because my dad made mad money.
Oh.
And they would for real come around, the nuns, with the tray, and he would put, like, 20 bucks in. They'd be like...
10%.
They'd be like, bitch. Man. They would give him a look and he would just put more money in. Like, it was kind of crazy.
My parents did that shit.
They did?
For a minute.
I know, you give so much money to the church.
Like, I feel it, but nah.
I mean, I gave some. Like, I get giving, like...
Like, the donation basket go around, you give a quick dollar, $2,
$5. A dollar?
What?
I give at least 5 or 10.
What? Every Sunday? That shit accumulate.
That's
everybody
true. But if
money.
You think about it, every Sunday, that's only $4 a month.
Times, like, what, 100 people at the... Nah, they be them big churches, too.
How many church people in your church?
There was, like, 150.
Oh, so that's not bad.
Nah, I'm forcing it. It was, like, 100. 100.
And you know, most people are giving more than a dollar.
Yeah, and people were devoted, so.
So devoted.
Like,
yeah,
money.
There was about like 60 or 80 maybe in mine every month. Mm. Or every Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I get it. Yeah, and the Catholic Church has mad money. You know that people in Italy just be like giving their whole house. They're like,
oh,
just take the house. Just take it. I got to get into heaven. I got to get in there. I got to. What
I
else do you want? The dog?
I just take it.
She's religious.
Am I getting in now?
She's heavenly. My dog's looking at me like.
Like, what you talking about?
Bitch, give me away. I fucking dare you. I saw your
I'm
dog.
Dead.
She's so cute.
Cute as
Is
hell.
It a girl or boy?
Girl.
It's a Pomeranian?
Mm-hmm.
So cute.
A little.
Is it a puppy?
Nah, it's like a year and a half.
She's cute. Be careful with coyotes.
Oh, I know.
You know everyone's dogs have been getting snatched.
You used to hate me.
I know, she loves you. Look, kissies. Oh, she's like, I heard you like your lips bit.
Mm-hmm. She hated me back
Nina
in
the Weena. I know. She's so cool now, though. She's getting more mellow because I'm bringing her around more.
For real.
Also, the dog whisperer taught me that if you want a dog to like you, ignore it.
Really?
Just like you were just talking to me and
true.
Kind of ignoring her.
She was like, hold
it up. Teaches dogs like to come up to you and like be curious and then like you reward them. Like it's really weird.
It gives them the like
chance to be the like aggressor. Because they don't like dogs don't actually like when you come up to them.
Exactly.
They want to be the one to come up to you. Mm-hmm. Isn't that so
weird? They
think
they run. They run it.
They think they run. She runs me.
Does she?
Oh my God, if I give her a bone and I try to take it away, she'll bite my fucking hand off.
See, that's how my dog was.
Yes.
She'll do the little growl. But, oh, and I'll be like, whoa. She's like, wait, what?
Don't worry. She doesn't have fleas. She just has dry skin.
Nah, for sure. How old is she now?
She's five.
Fine now.
Okay, so do you have any other worst stories? I'm sure you have another one.
I do.
Okay, do you want to share it?
So basically...
So oh, basically...
Met, this one I met on Tinder.
Oh, no.
I was Mr. Swipe Man. Swipe
Swipey,
Man.
Swipe No Swiper. The fucking... What is that? What is that from?
Swiper No... Oh, Dora the Explorer.
Dora the Explorer. You were Swiper No Swiper.
I was swiping. Swiper. What? Swipe King back in the day. 2014.
You would get calluses on your finger from swiping
oh,
so much.
What? Swiping.
You do this
blisters.
Now, like, permanently just because...
just going right.
You're so used to it. I'm dead.
But yeah, we were like, yeah, let's link up, blah, blah, blah. And then I think I said, like, let's go to dinner or something. And she was like, no, like, I'll cook. And I was like,
cook. Well, let me just put my suit and tie on.
I was like, I found me a 5-star. What's up, right? But no disrespect, she was Caucasian.
So look,
I doubted it, right?
Yes.
I doubted it.
Yeah.
But look, you got to hear the rest of the story.
Okay.
So pull up. She lives in like little West Hollywood, one of those little apartments.
Cute.
I'm like, okay, it's a nice little vibe, talking, whatever. She's already cooking. Oh. I'm like, okay.
Does it smell good in there?
I smelled heat. Like, if that makes sense. Like, I smelled the heat.
And but I was no just flavor, like, just heat.
Oh, there was. So I'm like.
It was hot.
I'm like, cooking. What you cooking? She was like, oh, I'm cooking chicken. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. So we walk over. I'm like, what are you doing with the chicken? She was like, oh, I'm baking it. And I go, oh, Jesus. So then we walk over to the stove.
Oh my God. She opens
the thing and I go.
In the oven?
I look in the oven. I'm like, I never seen paler chicken. like I could see, like, oh my God. It was like. It looked like it was still in the
package.
The package.
Ew.
Like.
It was
like it was cooked.
Yeah.
Kind of. But
it
like,
was like it was light just, skin chicken.
It was just pink chicken. Like the pink. And
there
I was just
nothing
like,
on it. No seasoning.
Nothing.
Not even a drip of salt.
Nothing. And then I look. She got vegetables. Oh, then vegetables was boiled way too long.
Oh,
like
no.
20 minutes. Like I'm looking at them.
The
hose,
water's
like,
all green.
Yeah, I'm looking like,
everything good in the vegetables is drained out in the water.
Gone. So I'm like, I'm not eating this.
Yeah.
Like in my head, I'm like, yo, I'm not eating this. But like she's cool and I feel bad because like
she cooked
did
you vegetables
all this,
and chicken.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not gonna try it. Like, I know for a fact I'm not gonna try it.
You're like, I don't even need to try it to know it tastes terrible.
To know what, like, not even salt. Like, it was so smooth. The chicken was,
ew.
Like, it was so.
It just looked like human
it looked like
flesh.
Like, baby booty, yeah. Like, oh my God.
So no, fucking, so what did you say when you looked in there?
I looked in, I was just like, oh, shit. So I'm like, I need an excuse, but I can't, like. What's an excuse I can give to her that won't offend her yet?
I want poo-poo in my pants.
Yeah. Yet, I can make it till after dinner.
Oh, so you're a vegan.
No. See, that's what I should have did.
Yeah.
What I did was my dumb ass. I go, damn, I had chicken earlier. And I was like,
really?
And I go, I don't think I should have chicken again. I'm going to call some Postmates. Because in reality, I didn't eat because I'm thinking
you
she might be
starving.
Able to shit. Oh, I was hungry, but I'm not eating that.
Right.
Like,
right.
Not even the vegetable.
Right.
I can't even pick at the vegetable.
Ew.
So I'm like, yo, I'm going to order Postmates. And she goes,
did she know?
Instantly. She goes, why? What's wrong with my cooking? You didn't even try it yet. And I'm like, oh, she disrespectful. And I was just like.
You're like, bitch, I'm trying not to hurt your feelings.
I was like, it's just not seasoned. Like,
did you say it?
I'm like, it's not seasoned, right? She was like, I can season it now. And that's when I said, oh, nah. That's
no,
when I said,
after the
oh,
fact.
Nah. So then I was like, let me just call this Postmates. And she was like, fine, do whatever the fuck you want to do. And I really called the Postmates.
No.
I think she thought I was just going to leave or like. Maybe eat her food or something, but she pulled out the food. She started eating it. I called the Postmates. She finished my Postmates.
Stop. Was it awkward?
Hella awkward.
Sitting there while she was eating the food.
And
that...
I couldn't leave because I called the Postmates,
yeah.
Right? So I'm just like.
What did you guys talk about? How bland the chicken was?
You know, I was just like, oh, how's that? She was like, try it. Like, just fucking try it.
You
and I'm looking at the
it?
Chicken, right? And it wasn't even like the good chicken. Like,
it was
you
like,
can make trash chicken fire if you season the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Nah, it was trash chicken with no seasoning.
Ew.
So I was just like, nah, I seen like too much going on. And like you can see through the skin and shit. Like, nah.
I was like, nah. It didn't even get crispy or like baked, you know?
No, it's just
like,
baked. And it was just, the bottom was like a little brown, but like that was it. And I was just like, so then my Postmates came. Smacked.
What did you order from Postmates?
I got like a steak.
You got chicken.
Nah. I got a steak. I was smart. I thought about it. Got a steak, ate it.
In her presence?
In her presence.
Did she watch you eat it?
100%.
Were you guys just quiet, staring at each other?
We were watching like TV. We were on like that sofa thing, and I'm just eating the steak. And then after that, she just goes, I'm tired. I think I'm going to go to bed. And I'm just like, damn, she played me. Like, she got me.
She was so bummed you didn't eat her fucking chicken.
I was like, she played me. She got me. I didn't even have to eat this whole thing.
Damn.
So I was just like, I bet.
Do you think if you would have eaten the chicken, she would probably would have had sex with you?
I don't give a damn. That salmonella was not worth it. That death that was going to come from that chicken, I'm good. Like,
salmonella. I don't know. I can't.
I'm good. You know what's the worst part?
What?
She put it on like the baking sheet.
Yeah.
And you still seen like the water.
Ew.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's why I couldn't have, couldn't eat that.
You know that shit was not good.
It wasn't good.
Yeah,
I couldn't.
It's gotta be dried up.
I couldn't. I just couldn't. Like, it wasn't right. I couldn't.
No, I'm glad for you. We might not be here today if you had eaten that chicken.
It would have been
what
a quick
happened?
Rip.
He ate a white woman's chicken. He's dead. Stop. Can you imagine?
That'd be tough.
That would suck. I actually heard the most horrific thing. Speaking of salmonella, I might just like ruin your day right now. So, do you like eating raw cookie dough?
Raw cookie? Hell nah.
Really?
I'm sorry, but that's on some Caucasian shit. Caucasian female shit. I'm sorry. Y'all be sad eating cookie dough and shit. Nah. I know y'all stomach hurt. I know your stomach hurt. I'm good. Yo,
does it have salmonella in it? I just tried to relate so hard and got shut the fuck down. I got the door just like closed on me. So don't you like love eating raw cookie dough? You're like, no, bitch.
You nuts? Come on.
Okay, anyways, so I love eating raw cookie dough, and I'm sure some of my listeners do, okay?
Bobby.
All the other Beckys out there. This one's for you. I love eating raw cookie dough.
Mm-hmm.
And I posted on my story because I had eaten some raw cookie dough and someone was like, you shouldn't do that. You can get salmonella and die. You know? And I was like, has anyone really died from eating raw cookie dough? You know, my arrogant ass self, right? So then this girl messages me. And she goes, my grandma died from eating raw cookie dough. And I was like, what? And then she sent me an article about her grandma. And her grandma, like,
that's like, not funny.
It's so fucked. I was like, oh my God. But like, someone's actually died. Her grandma really like loved eating. I'm not going to say the brand, but this raw cookie dough that you can buy in a package and cook the cookies. And one day she
like the tube.
Yes. And one day the grandma was eating some of it and took the sad thing was she didn't even eat a lot of it. She just has a couple bites and puts it back in the fridge, right?
Yeah.
The next day she starts having violent stomach pains. And they're like, wow, what's wrong with grandma? And they're like, maybe grandma just needs to shit, right? So grandma is in the bathroom really sick. And then throughout the days, it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And she goes to the hospital and they tell her she's fucking salmonella. And she went so late to the hospital that she had already gotten so sick. It was too late to save her. And she fucking died from getting salmonella from eating raw cookie dough.
You see?
How fucking bananas.
But wait.
What?
Like, she would take the tube of the cookie dough like this, peel it back, and then go.
And just eat some, yeah. With a spoon, probably. I don't know if she would just teeth it like your ex-girlfriend. you know, like, I mean, but how many times? I love raw cookie dough. Love it.
Just eat a cookie. It's the same thing.
No, it's not. Because it's not like...
Why are cook it like 3/4 of the way and then eat it?
Do you think that's safe?
It'd be soft as hell, right?
You think might it's safe?
I think you killed as much. Like, don't eat it raw.
I know,
Don't they put eggs in?
Yes.
You're not supposed to eat raw eggs.
But what about those muscle guys who work out and they drink like 30 eggs in a drink?
That was Rocky Balboa in like 1970. They don't do that no more, I don't think.
Right. That's when the eggs were like cool. That's now, when all the eggs are diseased.
That's when eggs were really natural.
Now they're coming out of chickens with like 4 heads and shit. You're like, you can't eat that raw. That's not like, that's not even human.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Hoes.
Okay, so you don't eat raw cookie dough.
I don't eat nothing raw, not even sushi.
Sushi's kind of nasty. Do you want to hear another fact about sushi?
What?
I'm about to ruin your day.
I don't eat it like that, so I'm good.
Okay, so I'm not going to ruin your day.
I eat good.
I'm glad. You know what? You're probably going to live really long.
All my friends, I'll be telling that shit nasty, and they don't be listening
It's nasty. Like, can I tell you why? And why? I don't care what's how pure the fucking fish is that's been whatever. Mm-hmm. The fact that it's not cooked, it doesn't even matter. So listen, so... There is a statistic, and I'm going to misquote it, so you can Google it when I'm done. When you're done listening to this podcast, but when like, I think it's a really high number. It's like 70% of Asians, when they die, and they do their autopsy, they have worms in their intestines because of all the sushi and raw fish that they eat, and they've been living with the worms.
They don't even know.
They don't even know, because some worms like. You can live with and like you have the worms but you don't know because they don't show enough of a symptoms, you know, they're just in your body, they're just a parasite, and they have like hookworms and stuff in their intestines, tons of worms from eating raw sushi. Isn't that crazy?
That's
and I've
nuts.
Eaten sushi. I haven't eaten a lot of sushi, but I have eaten sushi, and I mean
I've had a couple tuna rolls.
Exactly. Spicy tuna roll, delicious.
But I'm good.
It bums me out, though, because isn't that scary? Because you never know.
I don't like raw food, so...
But one of the ways to look for if you think you have worms, they say when you take a shit...
There's worms in it?
Look in your shit. If you see little white strands, like they say they look like white strings, those are worms. Because some of the worms die while they're inside of you, and then you poop them out. So...
If I'm going to take a shit and then just turn around and look right in the toilet.
You get a magnifying glass. Yeah. I took the longest shit the other day.
Oh, like longest, like in time or longest?
I'm going
like,
to show you.
Nah, I'm good.
I want to show
I'm straight.
Please let me
I don't want to see it.
Nope. I have to show you, Jerry.
Nope.
Just look at it.
Nope.
It's called... Nah. Crazy.
I don't need my stomach don't need to be hurt.
No, it's not gonna hurt. It just is a crazy my husband couldn't believe
thanks.
It came out of me.
Nah, Chad, I don't want look, I see it through the glass. Is that shit nah, I'm not looking. Oh my dad. I'm dead. That should look like a snake. Stop showing me this dookie. Yo. That shit made the whole Superman S.
Guys, this shit that I took was fucking literally a perfect S.
That's just it.
One straight, no breaks, just perfect. And I wrote sup and I
when
sent
you
it.
Get those though?
I sent it to my husband. And now we're getting divorced, but.
I'm dead. Yo.
I'm laughing so hard that I'm crying. Yeah. Guys, this comment below if you want to see the shit. It was so insane. Like, yeah, how did that all fit in my body? Like, that must have been like, wow.
It was just the coil.
It is coiled inside.
You know, once he said it was time, it said, it just came out straight. We did our thing.
You did this. It's time.
Ooh,
just straight out. I've never shit like that in my life.
No
I normally
breath.
Have like little rabbit turds.
That was one breath.
That was crazy, right?
You said, just held that
one
breath.
Straight, just through all the way through. No release. Just all the way through. No breaks. We just went full pedal. We went full throttle. No breaks. Crazy, right? Is it gross? It's just poop. Who cares? Am I right?
Yeah, who cares?
Does
it
anyone
is just
care?
Shit. It is just poop.
It's just poop. Have you seen your girlfriend's poop?
Nah, and I'm good. I'm straight. That
okay,
toilet.
What
she,
would
she
you
good at that. Shout out.
What would you do if your girlfriend was like, I took a crazy shit, come look at it?
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't go?
Mm-mm.
But if you did,
I don't think I would be that disgusted. But I'm good.
Cause it's just poop.
Yeah, but I'm straight. I don't need that. Like once you catch that scent, it's over.
My husband throws up.
Does he?
He actually vomits. Oh, no. He's like, you're making me. He's like, how am I ever gonna have sex with you again? Like this is disgusting. But everyone shits, you guys. Angelina Jolie shits.
Of course.
Fucking Nina shits. Mm-hmm. Everyone. Even the most beautiful fucking Victoria's Secret model that you think nothing gross could ever come out of her has had violent diarrhea at some point in her life.
Violent.
We've all had it.
I don't know about violent.
You've never had violent diarrhea?
Don't put me in that category. not me. I don't remember.
Like sweating and fucking.
Nah. If it's diarrhea, that should come out like water, and then that's it. It's out.
But you don't get the.
Oh, the bubble guts? Yeah. Of course. When you get those, you got.
The bubble guts!
You'd be, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, now that fart is dangerous. You can't let that out just anywhere.
You want to hear a really funny story?
What?
My husband, when he was in Motley when they were younger, he went to they were all hanging out by the pool. And you remember, like, back in the day, dudes used to wear kind of like short swim trunks. Like, it was like normal thing to do. Mm-hmm. And so all the dudes were hanging out by the pool and they're like, yo, Tommy, come chill by the pool. And he's like, he had to shit, but he was like, oh, I can hold it. I'll come chill by the pool, right? So he's in the elevator with a family and he's like, I test fired a fart. And shit came out, and his shorts were so short that the shit started dripping down his leg. And he's like, whoop, going right back up.
Yo. Oh, and he just went right back up to him. I would have just been thinking, like.
Did you ever shit yourself?
When I was a baby. Okay. That's about it.
Come on.
Shit myself? Nah, I'm like pissed on myself. Oh,
Never had like a test fire to fart and tried to like fart and little shit came out?
Nah, because I can control. You know, like if you feel the little booty hole going, whoop, you can't let that hole out. You got to just, he could go right back. You can't test it that hard.
I know. It's kind of crazy. Like, honestly, it's like, I feel like you definitely do know. Like he took a risk there. That was like a very, and he was dripping down his leg.
He had to do it though because it hurt.
Yeah, he was like, I'm just going to test it. And then
that's what just fucking hurts right down so the pants. Much, you can't even
it's gnarly.
Hold it.
Oh, my God. Isn't that the best feeling in the world?
Having diarrhea?
No.
When you have to shit?
When you have to shit and you get to a bathroom?
Not the time right before because you'd be stressed. No, the time before. I'd be stressed. Not stressed, but like the closer you get, the more that shit be like, mm-hmm.
I'm about to release the Kraken.
Almost not be making it. You just, the pant take off. You be struggling because you're stressed.
You rip your pants off even though they're not rip-off pants. There's not even snaps on them, but they come off like that. Just sit. Oh my God, destroyed. That's the worst thing in the world. I remember actually being on a date with a guy. Where I was so into him and I got the fucking, the violent diarrhea sweats where you're like hot and you're sweating and you know you have to have diarrhea. Like you're like, fuck, I'm gonna have diarrhea so bad.
You gotta call that off.
I know, but I couldn't because I was at his house and then.
Oh, rip.
All I was thinking was we were watching a movie and I was like getting the fucking hot, like, you know, I don't know. Haven't you ever had that or no? When you get hot, because you really got to go and you're like sick and your body's like, get to the bathroom. So I'm like sweating and I'm hot and we're watching a movie and I was like, oh, how do I get into the, how do I like get out of this situation, right? Because I really like him and I don't want him to not like me anymore.
Yeah.
So thank God he had kind of like a big house. Excuse me. And because I don't date guys who live in small houses. No, I'm just kidding. That's not true. I've dated some people with small houses. Anyway, so kind of a big house. And so I was like, I'm going to tell him I can't hear the movie. And I'm going to turn it up really loud. Then I'm going to go to his bathroom. But I was like, but it's going to be a minute. Because like when I have that problem, it takes a minute. It's not like
it'll all come out at once.
It doesn't. Nah. And then you're like, you go, and then you got to go again. You know, you got to go a couple times.
Oh,
so I was like thinking, I'm like, fuck, how do I get out of this situation? Okay. So I take my purse with me and I turn the TV up. I was like, I can't hear it. And then I go, I gotta go to the bathroom. I take my purse with me. I go to the bathroom. Thank God the TV is loud. I fucking let it rip. I have matches in my purse because I used to smoke. And I fucking light a match. And when you light a match, it gets rid of the shit smell.
Yeah,
did you
that
know
little,
that?
Like,
it gets totally rid of it, guys. Secret. And if you don't already know this already, maybe it's not a secret for most normal human beings. But if you don't already know this, better than that poo-pourri or whatever people use, don't carry that. Carry a pack of matches, light that shit, blow it out, and then the whole bathroom just smells like fire.
Mm-hmm.
It's more likely that it's like you're smoking crack in there, which I'd rather be accused of than taking a giant coiler. Like, I would rather be accused. Were you smoking crack? Yes, I was smoking crack in your bathroom. I have a crack addiction. Not that I was shitting my brains out. So I did. I went to the bathroom, but then I had to keep going. Because it's like, you can't get it all out. You know what I mean? Like, I think I'd be good, and then I'd go sit, watch more of the movie, and then I had to go again.
Oh.
But I just told him, I was like, oh, like, I have, like, but I have to pee all the time. I have a peeing problem. Like, I can't stop peeing. And, like, I don't know if he believed me, but but it was kind of crazy because I, like, you never go to the bathroom and then you get up and you flush and then there's still marks in the toilet.
I'm dead, yo.
So I was like, fuck, there's still marks, you know, because you flush it and you're like, fuck, because it was, like, so nasty and it's around the rim and you're like, fuck, you keep flushing. Like, I flushed, like, 7 times and it just wouldn't go down, so I had to get the fucking thing and I'm, like, just fucking scrubbing it my whole hand in his toilet. I'm washing my hands, like, it was fucking nasty. It was nasty.
See, look, I tried that once in someone's crib, but then it left, like, the toilet wasn't the cleanest.
Oh,
so
no.
So it left, like, the scratch marks.
They were like, so were you scrubbing my toilet?
But then I had to, like,
clean
get
it
the,
all.
Yeah,
you had to clean the whole toilet. They're like, damn, Jerry.
I was like, fuck, she got me. Like, it's over. Like, now they know
what. You just went out there, you're like, I just cleaned your toilet because I felt like
it
needed to be cleaned.
Like, because, you know, you're going back and forth.
You're all down there with the Lysol.
Yeah,
dead.
So I was like, oh, that's it.
That's honestly, like, a good excuse, though. You could have just said, you know, I was peeing and I noticed your toilet was kind of dirty, so I cleaned it for you.
So I couldn't even pee in that shit.
Yeah, a nasty toilet is, like, don't have a nasty toilet, guys.
Yeah, for
like,
real.
That's fucking gross. Mm-hmm. Like,
especially
really.
When you got company.
Yeah, that guy never hung out with me again. Do you think he knew? Probably. Probably smelled like shit and fucking fire. He was it smells like a fiery turd. Not only does it smell like a fucking fire, but it smells like a fiery turd.
Smoking shit?
Yeah, like, smoking shit. Yeah, I'm just smoking and taking a fucking dump in his bathroom. He's like, wow, what a fucking disgusting
fucking
human.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was horrible. Anyway, to bring back good memories. I loved having you on today.
Hey, I loved being
here.
The
time goes too fast when I'm like with friends. I see my son wrap up whenever possible. But can what can we plug for you that you have going on?
I'm on the gram.
You're
Facebook,
on Jerry. It's just Perp Drank on Instagram.
Perp Drank, everything.
Twitter.
Yeah.
TikTok.
Yeah.
Fucking LinkedIn. Friendster,
MySpace,
MySpace,
Facebook,
everything. And what about your music? Like, where can we hear your music?
Just search Perp Drank or Jerry Perp Drank.
On iTunes?
On iTunes, Spotify,
oh,
SoundCloud.
My God, I haven't listened to your music yet.
Everything.
I'm
Come
listening
on,
to it on the way home.
Listen.
I wish I had, like, an advanced crew. We could play it as the outro, but we don't have that kind of budget here.
Look, I'm going to just send that home real quick.
Yeah.
Put in the iMovie.
Yes. Guys, Jerry Perp Drank here. Best guest ever. Thanks for letting me talk about my shit with you and show you photos.
Always.
Do you feel violated?
No.
Okay, good. I love you. That's what friends are for. Guys, make sure to stay tuned and leave comments if you guys want me to upload that picture of my shit. I will do it if I get enough comments that tell me to, I will. My husband was about to post it on social media anyway to talk about how disgusting I am. But yeah, if you guys want me to, just so you know, I will do it because I don't give a fuck. Love you all. Thank you all for listening and we will see you next week on Worst First.
Yay! Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing to the weird to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.